T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I think it's still kind of surprising. I mean, there has been a lot of noise around technology companies, around Amazon and Facebook before. There have been a hearing on the Hill and some legislative proposals. But I feel like this one is different. This is Elizabeth Warren, a very high-profile senator, making it one of her campaign issues as she seeks to be the Democratic nominee for president in 2020. So, yeah, I think it's kind of a big deal and a little bit surprising. And as you probably saw, the shares of Facebook and Amazon and Google reacted to it a little bit.
Interesting timing of it, too.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's very early in the campaign, so all these candidates, and there is a lot of candidates, they look to distinguish themselves. They try to set the agenda. So, yeah, indeed, it is really telling that Senator Warren picks this topic as one of her flagship themes.
Since the senator is also the person that had been behind the creation of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, she's always had the whole consumer mindset going. What is it that she wants to do, and how would breaking up these corporations help the consumer?
Yeah, so she has a very interesting approach, and you are probably right linking it to her past experience with consumers. So she says that those technology companies, they are kind of almost like power utilities. You know, they are so big that they control a gigantic share of the markets that they operate in. So, you know, she wants to set up regulators, just like there are regulators of power utilities, again, to oversee Amazon or Google or Facebook. But she also wants to kind of have a look at what happened in the past and maybe dismantle some of the takeovers that happened in recent years.
What does she say about something like AT&T? We're taking over with Time Warner, and that one just getting through the appeals court.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if she discussed this specific case. I didn't see it here. But, you know, she says each time this one of those companies takes a step that would give them even more power on a market where they are already kind of dictating the rules, that there should be a regulator that will have a look at it and will have to approve it.
Is there any sign that this would actually happen?
Well, you know, it's obviously way too early to say, but, you know, this is a very bold proposal that draws people's attention to this specific topic. So I don't think it will go away. I think we will see some kind of an action, yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.